Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 18th day of September, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 40. So it's fallish. You're getting heat, but it's not for very many hours a day. So I guess the best way to put it. Anyways, we'll go through this, run through this, and we'll be right back, and we'll go see how they're spitting in our face today.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go over to the news, you know where they inform us of how they're fucking us on a regular basis. Where are we? Bronx daycare owner neighbor charged with murder of one-year-old after apparent fentanyl poisoning. So, and, let's look at this for a little bit because there's a reason. This is by Darren, it looked like Dorgathy, D-O-U-R-A-G-H-Y from the Post Millennial. A person who owns a daycare in the Bronx along with their neighbor was arrested by police Saturday after a set of children were reportedly exposed to fentanyl, with a 21-month-old boy ultimately dying, three other children falling ill. Sorry about that. Okay. This is where it gets cool. Greer Mendez de Ventura, here's who's running your fucking daycares now. The 36-year-old owner of Divino, Nino, and Carl Listo, Acevedo, Brito, 41, were booked Saturday and given 11 charges, which included depraved indifference, murder, assault, and child endangerment after the horrific incident that also sent three children to the hospital, according to police. An additional suspect is still being pursued. The Morris Avenue daycare was opened up by Ventura in May with the business passing a surprise annual inspection. I mean, like the way you throw it in, trying to cover for these motherfucking spics. Is that what you're doing, you son of a bitches? How long they been here? And what are they working on, fucking green cards? And they got already got a daycare where they're fucking killing kids with fucking fentanyl because they got shit running on the side, right? I love that. And Ventura in May with the business passing a surprise annual inspection on September 6th, according to the New York Post. I knew it was just fucking fine. You goddamn right, you son of a bitches. Police searches of an apartment used by the facility uncovered almost an entire kilo of fentanyl, as well as a kilo press, an object often used to mix fentanyl with either cocaine or heroin, per responding officials. Yeah. First responders reportedly said that the children had shown symptoms of opioid exposure, prompting them to administer Narcan in an effort to save their lives. She started saying the kids were dying, and then I saw one of the kids laying down and he wasn't responding. And then the lady came out with the other child trying to make him respond, but he wasn't responding, stated Mel Ramirez, a witness. See, you're living in fucking Mexico now. Do you understand that? You're stupid enough to leave your kids at one of these fucking places. But man, I tell you what, don't fucking refuse to put a mask on them or refuse these fucking injections or fuck. You're a bad. I mean, you're a fucking bad parent, man. You need to be stopped. Don't let your little boy get his dick cut off and tacked on your little girl. You're a bad fucking parent. Take him to these fucking daycares. Oi. Oi, yeah. When first responders first arrived at the facility, at least two children were in cardiac arrest, according to authorities. Nicholas, the 21-month-old baby, tragically died at the Mount Foyer Hospital following his alleged exposure. I mean, you fucking cover for these dirty. I bet these motherfuckers ain't been in the goddamn country a fucking 6 months, and they're running a fucking daycare center. I'll bet ya. Alleged. You don't put alleged for no fucking buddy but goddamn fucking politicians and fucking goddamn fifth columnists, do they? Authorities report that one of the children, a two-year-old, appeared to show signs of drug exposure after being picked up from the daycare center shortly after 1 p.m. on Friday. The child's mother reportedly rushed him to a Bronx Care Hospital after he was found unresponsive. Police report the child is currently recovering, and that's the story. I mean, but here you go. I want to see the rest of the fuckers. I want to know how long them motherfuckers have been here. And I want to, you know, they had a surprise inspection, just a little. Well, they just took all the fentanyl out of the fucking house, and there wasn't no fucking surprise because they're running the whole goddamn country. They're running the county seats. They're running the county seats here where I fucking live in this fucking corporate fiefdom of fucking Wendt. And I'm getting fucking sick of it myself. Motherfuckers killing, I mean. I never did get this right here. You know, CNN headline of the day, scholars warn outdated constitution has put democracy at risk. First page, there ain't no fucking constitution. And it ain't fucking democracy, you motherfuckers. I mean, of course, Communist News Network, like I fucking care. I mean, it shows the pictures of these fuckers down here. There's no fucking video. I don't know. I'm sure they fucking said it. I'm sure that's what they fucking believe. They want rid of that motherfucking, not the Constitution. The Constitution, you see, that's where they vote and they fucking do all this fucking shit under the General Welfare Clause and the Commerce Clause that could never be fucking done because it's a fucking violation of the Supreme Spirit, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It is fucking unlawful. That's what the fucking problem is. I'll tell you what, separate that motherfucking Constitution from that Bill of Rights. Let that Bill of Rights stand alone with the people that fucking created it. We the people, we the individual free sovereign nationals, will show you fucking Spartacus. It is the absolute unalienable fucking supreme law of this motherfucking land. Breaking, one of the largest mass illegal crossings we have ever seen took place in Eagle Pass, Texas this morning, with Border Patrol sources telling us over 2,200 people crossed there since midnight. It happened right next to the port of entry as illegal immigrants continue to ignore continue to ignore Biden administration message. Do not come. Don't do that. Don't know. Stop or I'll say stop again. And do not fear the promised consequences for crossing illegally. Videos from sources in MX and our Fox drone team on U.S. side. What fucking consequences? What, a bus ride over? A fucking fucking $2,700 handed to you and a fucking bus ticket and a plane? Ooh, fuck, that's going to fucking scare them. That's a deterrent, isn't it? And there's a video in here showing the motherfuckers by the fucking hordes occupying our fucking country, people. This is not, this is recolonization. This is not something just coming to fucking, like they have for so many fucking years. I mean, for fucking however long this fucking country's been here, been coming across and fucking stealing our fucking money. In fact, you know, when Trump was threatening to remove the remittances, you know, the payments they send home, fucking Rand Paul come up and said, we can't do that. That's part of, that would completely destroy their economy. So what they're stealing from us would completely destroy their economy if we fucking stop the unlawful fucking stealing, right? Isn't that what you get from that? Because that's what I get from that. Terrifying. In the last 24 hours, the California legislature has passed not one, not two, but four bills that are designed to remove children from their homes and into government systems where adults can have private conversations with them. Well, you sick fucks, why don't you fucking give her a go? And again, this is a fucking video, and it was worth watching. The bitch sitting there just like it's her goddamn right to fuck with our kids. Fuck, my kids are all grown. Fuck with my grandchildren. Try that. I will pop you right in the fucking head, you fucking scumbag. You have no jurisdictional authority over no motherfucking American national. And you fucking know it. You are enemy combatants seeking to fucking overthrow the legitimate fucking government of we the people, which is we the people, which is that Bill of Rights, which is our jurisdictional supreme superior, absolute unalienable authority in this goddamn country. And we have it written in fucking law. And you are in fucking violation. There are no exceptions, just violations. Exceptions that you call violations will get your fucking ass hung because you're committing goddamn treason at a goddamn what's the word I'm looking for? You're committing treason at a fucking goddamn hangable fucking level. I'll just put it that way. What the heck is going on in Chicago? And they got to, I mean, this is another video. These fucking motherfuckers are just thick in there and fucking fighting each other on the fucking side. You don't even know who the fuck's who in the zoo here. One guy has a fucking machete. I seems one guy made a comment, so that must be the dullest machete in the world. And I have to agree with him. I whack somebody across the back of my machete. Their fucking arm's going to fall off. But I mean, we said there'd be fist fights. I mean, we're in the third fucking world. People get used to it. You're in the fucking jungle now. Get ready to play in the jungle. Fuck off. Iconic. Why, you son of a bitch. Get out of my way. Iconic Empire State Building used to push Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer vaccine. And you got the Empire State Building here looking like a big needle up on top, all fucking blue and shit. This is public fucking property. The public that you're fucking murdering with these fucking, they're not fucking goddamn vaccines. They're goddamn biological kill agents, and every fucking buddy with a half a fucking brain knows it. But yeah, by all means, use a fucking icon of the United States. Pfizer, the big pharma vaccine bullies, sponsored an ad on iHeartRadio about the lighting up of the Empire State Building in Pfizer blue. The announcement was on Power 105.1.1. Wonder how much they paid to light up the Empire State Building. But it doesn't matter. They're taking billions, all the fucking goddamn money. You can't get a goddamn simple fucking, I would go any near any of these fucking doctors if you want to stay alive. But you, I mean, you can't get the simplest fucking health care or fucking your medications and shit. And these motherfuckers are lighting up fucking buildings. They need to all be took to the fucking gallows where they fucking belong. They've committed fucking international genocide. There's no arguing it. They're telling you right out to your goddamn face what they're doing. The owners of the Empire State Building and iHeart hoard out a New York landmark. Boy, they sure did. This is from Radio 105.1. The Empire State Building shines Pfizer blue for updated COVID-19 shots, reports Power 105.1 FM, iHeart Radio. But yeah, why all this fucking money on advertising? It's just such a wonderful fucking thing. You know, if you got something that's really good, it's not hard to fucking sell it. But I mean, it's just like the queers and all the fucking LGBT shit. People don't want it. The people of this fucking country do not want it. If you could ask everybody, fucking, you'd have about 80 or 90 percent. There's 20% fucking goofies out there that are doing this shit. But everybody say, get the fuck out of here. Take your fucking corporation. Get the fuck out of here. Give us our fucking wealth back and then we'll hunt you. Seems like COVID's everywhere again, but here's good news from Pfizer. Fuck you, COVID, my ass. What have you invented in your goddamn fucking underground fucking labs? What have you fucking weaponized? What's the new weaponized fucking flu you're going to fucking try and lay on us? So we'll take another jab of the fucking poison. Anybody that fucking goes along with this fucking shit is goofy. The season's update. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And everybody fucking knows it. But it's that time of year, people, building up to that fucking election. There's got to be one side and then the other. And there'll be people saying, no, this is all so unnecessary. But they will never say to tell you that COVID-19 is bullshit. There's been a couple that have, but then said it was, you know, the coronavirus at the beginning. And, you know, it's fucking propaganda. Lies, have truths, and truths. That's what propaganda is. This is the ministry of fucking lies. They put out propaganda. They have think tanks that put out this shit to try to make you fucking accept things in your mind that you wouldn't normally accept. Only if you see these fuckers for what they are, you won't accept a goddamn word of it. That is why today at 8 p.m., the Empire State Building turned its iconic building blue to announce that the CDC recommends everyone 6 months of age and older get the season's update. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Biological kill agent. The blue light symbolizes our gratitude and appreciation for the updated vaccines and all those who made it possible. I bet you how much you got invested in it, you fucking pricks. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Isn't gone. Yeah, it was never fucking here. It has to be gone. That defies logic, people. It's not gone, and vaccination remains. You mean fucking biological kill agents remains. Call it what it is. The CDC had right on their fucking side, it ain't no goddamn vaccination, even if there is such a thing. Remains one of the best tools to help protect against the virus that causes the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist who fucking, if they don't say the right thing, get their license fucking pulled about this season's update. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Shots, not shots, fucking biological kill agents. Learn more and schedule at the CDC's website, biologicalkillagents.gov. It's not very impressive. The building was lit up to honor the 60th anniversary of the Chinese Maoist fucking revolution, people. Where are you fucking at? Are you getting the fucking idea? You ready to kowtow? You ready to learn how to go up and down and kowtow to fucking goddamn Chinese overlord's fucking feet? You want to learn how to be a fucking goddamn worm? Worm sweat? Lit up for China? Fuck China. This ain't fucking China. The United States of America, and it belongs to the American nationals. I fucking piss on your fucking blue light. I piss on your Maoist revolution. And the people that went along with that were the most retarded people that I've ever seen in a group. You motherfuckers do not scare me one tiny fucking bit. You'll run coming ways, but we got lots of bullets. We will fucking blow your fucking asses away, and you will fucking fertilize our fucking soil. fuck Mao. Mao Zedong was a dick-sucking piece of fucking dog shit. He was a piece of fuck. He was a fucking retard. I always wondered, you know, this guy, wow, man, he got all these, you know, fuck a billion people, you know, fucking under his fucking control and organized. He must be a pretty sharp dude. And I want some goddamn fucking documentaries on him. And they interpreted what he was saying. He was the dumbest son of a bitch in the world. No, he wasn't. He was smarter than the rest of those motherfuckers. But I'll tell you what, Japan had their asses stomped. We saved China from Japan. We saved Chinese communism from Japan, fucking squashing it out and putting these motherfuckers could have never been a fucking threat to us ever. Don't say, fuck you, Mao. Fuck you, goddamn communists. That's what I got to say to that one. Fitness enthusiasts are dying suddenly. 16 sudden deaths examined. And I'm not going to go through all of these. August 28, 2023, Larissa Borges, 33 years old, Brazilian fitness influencer, died suddenly on August 28, 2023 after suffering double cardiac arrest. She was traveling to Gramado, Brazil, when she had first cardiac arrest, went into a coma, then had a second cardiac arrest that was fatal. And you can go there. I ain't going to just sit there and read those over and over. I'm not going to do it. No. Must watch cancer genomics expert Dr. Philip Buchholz testifies to the South Carolina Senate on the DNA contamination found in the mRNA COVID vaccines. But what's it matter? If they flat just fucking told you, it's fucking poison. And you could come out, there's still it's like that shit on that plant at the corner. If they told you to eat it, you'd fucking eat it anyway because you have no fucking spines. You have no fucking goddamn, you have no heart. You have no soul. You have no pride. You have no goddamn morality. You're fucking completely morally depleted. They pummel a woman in order to steal cigarettes in Seattle. How many more of these videos until the public starts to demand another round of tough on crime legislation? Well, that's really what it's all about, ain't it? So when the Gestapo, you know, these motherfuckers come in and they beat the hell out of this woman, it's a fucking video, beat the hell out of this woman and take a bunch of fucking cigarettes. And see, though, this is like what I used to talk about. They're going to the inner city to an apartment where there's a bunch of little kids living in their own feces and trash and filth. And then they give themselves some power to take care of it. And then they come out into the suburbs and start taking people's fucking kids for walking to school or for fucking refusing to take a fucking shot or refusing to be a little girl when you're a little boy or a little boy when you're a little girl. That's what this motherfucking shit's for. Yeah, you come on down, Gestapo. You fucking get your Gestapo together. Get that motherfucker out here. Put your fucking pink high heels on and let's fucking do this thing. Migrants on Lampedusa, Italy, are setting up barricades and establishing territorial control over certain areas of the island. Now, these guys fucking raided them. Italy's sovereign control of their territory is being lost. Will Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni sit by as the island is taken? These motherfuckers are setting up. They're taking over the fucking goddamn island. And then they're setting up barriers and they're running it. And fuck you, get out the... Do that here. Well, you have in so many places, but you've had the cooperation. If this is being done, it's being with the cooperation of the fucking local fucking traders, the one world fucking goddamn communists, the one world fucking fascists, you know, the goddamn... capitalists, because there's money to be made here. You destroy it and then you get to build it back and somebody has to pay for that. Wonder who. 10,000 military age men storm an Italian island in a span of 3 days, outnumbering the 6,000 who live there. You getting what's going on in this goddamn world now, people? Do you understand what is going on in this goddamn world right now? I'll read that headline again. 10,000 military-age men storm an Italian island in the span of 3 days, outnumbering the 6,000 who live there. This guess is their fucking island now, right? Nobody fired a shot in defiance. Nobody defended their fucking homeland. And fucking here we go. This is happening all across the West. You goddamn right it is. But on a more subtle scale, Western civilization, as we know it, it will be gone with a generation. Yeah, if you let this shit go on, go watch this fucking video. These motherfuckers come in. We outnumber you. You want to vote? You guys want to have a vote on this? FBI agent implicit in big tech censorship is subpoenaed after DOJ cancels interview. This is by Kyle Becker, trending political news. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan issued a subpoena on Friday targeting Elvis Chan, the FBI assistant special agent. Hey, Elvis Chan, Tong Ting. This is America, China. FBI assistant special agent in charge of the San Francisco field office. Chan is implicated in the big tech censorship campaign over the 2020. Here we go. Election. See, we keep working towards that backwards into pushing this propaganda we've been listening to for a fucking year back into the election. See, we're going to elect our way. I'm the vote. Then they ain't going to get rid of them. They'll get rid of them. I'm voting and get more money and get, I'm voting and make, they'll make them leave. Trump will make them leave. Give him a chance. Just give him a chance. Why don't you? The subpoena came in response to the Department of Justice blocking Chan from participating in a voluntary interview. The Committee on the Judiciary is conducting oversight on how and what. Oversight on how and what extent the executive branch has coerced and colluded with companies and other intermediaries to censor speech, Jordan wrote, as the primary liaison between the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Foreign Influence Task Force, and social media companies. You are uniquely positioned to aid the committee's oversight. Where are the people figuring into this fucking thing? We own this fucking job. How about all you fuckers get the fuck out of here before we have to fucking remove your ass the hard way, the old Irish way? The focal point of concern revolves around a collaborative efforts between the federal government and prominent social media entities to suppress unpopular political perspectives. No, I tell you what, it ain't political fucking perspective. That's what they wanted you to think. It's Democrats and Republicans, Democrats and Republicans. No. It's fucking truth and lies. And both of these fucking Democrats and Republicans are fucking liars. And the truth is what is fucking being sacrificed. That is what is being removed. Be it the truth about the Democrats, be it the truth about the Republicans, it is being fucking suppressed. This fucking site isn't Democrat or Republican. This isn't conservative or fucking liberal. This is a fucking true site, and it fucking for the Bill of Rights. But fucking you talk about, I bet we're the most fucking censored on the fucking net. I know we were censored before everybody else was. Amid the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Pandemic, there never was one. Scamdemic, fucking goddamn fraudulent, goddamn con job. That's what this was, a fucking con job. Jordan asserted that both legal proceedings and publicly available information have exposed how the federal government has pressured and colluded with big tech and other intermediaries. Now, do we not know this? I mean, to see, like I said, this is propaganda they've been building up over fucking 3 years to censor certain viewpoints on social, and it's only viewpoints about Trump. Or about Biden. See, that's the only ones you're talking about here. The fucking people out there telling the fucking truth. Well, you got the milquetoast. If they got INC behind their name, they're not telling you the whole fucking truth, even if they fucking know it. Or they wouldn't get keep their fucking license, and he wouldn't get a fucking capitalize on this fucking misery we're living through on social and other media in ways that undermine First Amendment premises. principles. No, it's not the first fucking amendment. It is the first article. Separate that fucking, we just ought to be, the drive ought to be, separate the Bill of Rights from the fucking Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law. It's the fucking law of we the people. It's our jurisdictional authority. And then we could put these motherfuckers to rest but in the fucking ground about 6 fucking feet by our fucking laws. We set up our own common law courts and fucking exercise our superior supreme jurisdiction and put these motherfuckers in a hole. If necessary for Congress to gauge the extent to which FBI agents, see the FBI, that's another fucking goddamn, we never gave permission for no fucking goddamn policing forces over us. Show it to me. In fact, it was forbidden. They were never to come into our goddamn world, ever. Oh, it was promised. You listen to the federalists, oh, we can never, you don't need a Bill of Rights. There's no way we could ever fucking, we can't, look at it. We can't do nothing with that bullshit. And the anti-federalists just outlined it. Read the Anti-Federalist Papers and tell me they didn't call exactly what we're sitting in right now. And that's why it was written for the individual, so that they fucking could, you know, it comes down to it. Each and every one of us has to stand on our own. We got to be Spartacus. We got to be the Spartacus. And we got to fucking attack anybody that attacks that fucking Bill of Rights, plain and simple. Pressure worked with or relied upon social media and other tech companies. The tech companies and the goddamn FBI, which is the fucking guardians of the communists in this country, and what these goddamn corporate monarchs are all the same fucking people. You got that? They're not looking at each other. And this is a fucking game to them. It ain't no fucking game to the people that are living through the hell that has caused us. We got to end this shit. To censor speech, the scope of the committee's investigation included understanding the extent of the nature of the FBI's involvement in the censorship, Jordan argued. They're all fucking involved. That's the whole fucking thing. He can point a finger here, then you can point a finger back here, then we can come around tomorrow and talk about how Hunter Biden, well, there's some girl there, she looks underage, we blurred her face. When you got at the top of this fucking page, that dirty son of a bitch there with fucking six-year-old girls, I'm just going to call them six, and fucking goddamn prostitute fucking uniforms while he's fucking doing his fucking crack cocaine and pedophiling their asses. But that don't fucking matter. How can this shit here even fucking enter the realm of mattering when that fucking shit is standing staring you right in the face? FBI and the committee regarding procedural matters resulted in the interview's cancellation. Consequently, the committee issued a subpoena. They're going to go over there and they're going to tell him, we did it. We lied and we did it. And we did. We colluded. But it was a political thing because it was between the Republicans and Democrats. You know, the fucking retards. Think that this is actually some kind of goddamn system that is fucking lawful, which it is not. This whole fucking goddamn occupation is just that. It's an occupation and it's an unlawful occupation in violation of the people's will, in violation of the people's law. The people need to stand up and fucking break the chains and say no fucking more. Jordan's subpoena is the context of the ongoing legal case, Missouri versus Biden, in which states led by, Republicans. See, we're coming up to the election. We're going to start hearing a lot more of this. Republicans, which is the shit through the same holes as Democrats. They're the same fucking people. They'll change parties if they have to fucking, if that's what the Jews tell them to do. Have consented or have contested the administration's dealing with major social media corporations. FBI agent Elvis Chan was depositioned in November for the case. As revealed in Elvis Chan's deposition, the FBI played a major role in working with big tech companies to censor speech. Actions range from weekly meetings with social media companies to, see, they're not trying to persuade nobody. They're all just getting together and making their fucking plan. Like when they go to Davos, don't all these tech motherfuckers, Zuckerberg, I'm going to blank on it, but Zuckerberg and all the other turds fucking, don't they all go there together in it, the filthy rich against the filthy fucking poor? Isn't that what we're looking at here? Why in the hell can I think of these people's names? Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, the Clintons, the fucking goddamn, damn it, what's that son of a bitch's name? The whole family. We got to think dynasties here, people. Oh, the Bushes. All these motherfuckers that think they're the fucking power of this country, they're not elected motherfuckers by anybody, but they come to go to, don't they all end up at Davos together, you know, boogering little boys, boogering little girls, and having their pedophile parties and fucking deciding what they're going to do with us, what they're going to do to us. There's no divisions there. They don't come in, hi, Democrat, hi, Republican. They come in and fucking men kissing men, fucking goddamn little children getting raped, these fucking scumbags, and an army outside to protect them. Became far more aggressive in removing alleged misinformation during the 2020 alleged fucking games. You're playing games here. We see it. It's nothing. Fuck you. I want Hunter Biden in fucking jail for fucking little kids. What do you think about that? Misinformation during the 2020 election cycle, like you, is an election. No, they the Bilderbergs sit down. They all sit down there at Davos and they sit back with their fucking goddamn champagne and cigars and cocaine and whores and everything else. And they the top fucking dog gives the fucking order. We're going to take that fucking by Biden. We can't use Biden, the motherfucker. He can't even hardly open a door and he shits his pants. I said Biden. Yes, sir. This is where you're being ruled at the top, people. This is bullshit. These motherfuckers are a tiny little fucking fraction. Teeny, 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 teeny. Teeny, teeny. A grand of sand on a beach. Fucking teeny, teeny fucking little fucking group. That is fucking running our fucking lives and destroying the fucking world and trying to kill the fucking people off because it should all belong to them. That's how they got it figured. I got it figured that it should belong to us and that we should take our fucking goddamn wealth back and kill every fucking one of these motherfuckers and fucking remove their seed from this fucking planet so this never happens to another generation again. Just last week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the King's fucking Court of Appeals. Remember what you're talking about here. They're going to keep bringing up these courts and the circuit court and circuit. All fucking administrative admiralty. King Chuck's fucking courts upheld Judge Terry Dougherty's ruling, which found that Biden administration actions infringed on American free speech rights under the First Amendment. Well, under the First Amendment, there ain't no free speech rights. It's under the fucking Bill of Rights. That's where the goddamn law is. Separate that fucking Bill of Rights from that Constitution. It is the highest law in the land, and let's fucking goddamn enforce that son of a bitch. The Supreme Court is expected to make a final decision. They have no jurisdictional authority because the fucking jurisdiction belongs in the common law, and those motherfuckers are not a common law court. They're not even a fucking court. They're an advisory fucking panel. That's what they were sold as. Go read the Federalist Papers. Anywho, I think we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Away.
hurts of my keys.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Don't mail shit. Don't mail nothing. They take the fucking mail. And we do appreciate the contributions, but don't mail them. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. And if I could pass time to get some, it's time to go give some. We either fucking are going to go give some, or we're going to keep backing up until we're going to be like them people, 6,000 on the island. They brought 10,000. That's their fucking island now, ain't it? That's how it'll fucking be, people. You'll either fight these fuckers and you'll shoot them out of your fucking country, or they'll fucking take it away from you. like you're a little fucking kid with a candy bar. Breaking, U.S. government asked public assistance in locating $80 million F-35 jet that went missing after a mishap. Now, come on, man. These things don't have transponders out of hell on them. I thought that was kind of a weird... Well, the guy ejected out. I guess this happened over by Virginia somewhere. I don't know. Let's see if we want to read that one or not. Another train full of migrants departed this morning. One major route leads to Juarez, El Paso. Well, of course they did. And they took the video down. Here's a fucking for you. Here's another video. Fox News source captured a Ferromex train bursting with immigrants out of ZKTS heading to our southern border right now, cheering and clearly not heeding the message. When was this fucking man? Did he actually say it or something? Oh, just don't come. Why? You're giving us $277 a day checks and fucking plane ticket or a bus ticket, and we can go hack your fucking Americans, these fucking gringos up with fucking machetes, and why? Why shouldn't we come? It's the question. Woman euthanized in Belgium heard screaming by loved ones as she was suffocated by a pillow. Well, any port in storm, I suppose. What happens when they try to have food delivery robots? And this, I like this video. Go look at it. Because, you know, I keep telling you guys about them trying to scare the shit out of us with this technology. Check this fucking technology out. See how well it fucking works out. It ain't going to get them nowhere because they have to have a cop to guard each fucking one of them. Or people rip them a fucking part to get the shit out of them. That's what this is. A video does. Pretty fucking funny. To me, Tomaika Johnson reports trans-identified male murderer Dana Rivers antagonizes female inmates in woman's Chowchilly prison. This one here was pretty good. Dana Rivers, a trans-identified maid who murdered a lesbian couple and her son in 2016, then set their house ablaze in an attempt to cover up the murder, has been sentenced to serve out the life sentence in Central California Correctional Facility in Cowichilla, California. Rivers, who butchered women, now serves time among them. Rivers serves time leading up to the trial and conviction in the Santa Rita jail. This is the result of the 2021 law in California that allows inmates to self-identify at whatever sex they choose. And man, the rights of this fucking butcher have got to outweigh the rights of any fucking buddy that, you know, somebody spending fucking a year in fucking jail because they wrote a couple of hot checks that they had to keep from fucking starving to death, having to be in the same fucking place as this son of a bitch. Tomaika Johnson is an inmate at Cowichilla and shared her experience of being incarcerated alongside Rivers. Incarcerated women clamor with objection from four corners of the housing unit day room where folks gather to socialize to avoid the agonizing task of chauffeuring Dana Rivers, formerly David Warfield, around the grounds of the Central California Women's Facility where he is housed with a fretful female population. This guy murders women. That's what he likes to do. And they put... Of course they did. This makes, goddamn. And well, you know, we can bring this up. You know, some more campaign shit here. We ain't going to have that no more. Vote me in and there'll be no more men in the women's prisons. That's your issue. That's all you need. I'm going to, what else I'll fucking do, I ain't going to say, but there's going to be change. This is thanks to Senate Bill 132 authored by, Preverter of Law, San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener. I thought that's not, Wiener's back in the fucking scene, a state senator. Okay. But goddamn, you have a goddamn bad driving record and you can't get a fucking job. It allows men who have nefarious intentions for incarcerated women to self-identify as anything other than a man who, and to live with women. We women were never informed or asked if we were okay being housed with men far more dangerous than our worst abusers. These Senate Bill 132 men have murdered, kidnapped, forcibly, orally copulated, beat and raped women and men before. Women and men. One man raped and killed men housed in the men's prison. Now they are incarcerated with us. Well, of course they are. California has made being at near constant risk of bio violation unavoidable in an already overcrowded women's prison. Dana Rivers crime, self-identified bike chick. Rivers was convicted of murdering a lesbian married couple and their 19-year-old son, which was classified as a hate crime. I mean, this is just like fucking Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, well, he was killed a couple of queers, and he's a queer, and it's not like a queer fucking problem, but, you know, like I said, there's probably some people in there who fucking really don't belong in that fucking prison. I guarantee you there's tons of them that are, that have to be around this fucking animal. Now he wants women to make his life behind bars easy for him. Still on the knife's edge after shooting his friend Charlotte Reed twice, then stabbing her 44 times, Rivers wants to kick his feet up and have women wait on him. Rivers also shot and stabbed Reed's wife, Patricia White, to death and shot their son, Benny, to death in his back as he tried to escape the slice and dicer. Wow, 37 of the 44 stab wounds inflicted upon Reed obliterated her face until she was unrecognizable. This is a fucking monster. It ought to be like where they keep Hannibal Lecter, isn't it? Not in a fucking open. Oh, man. It's only going to get better, too, people. Don't worry. Judge Scott Patton said that Rivers' killings were the most deprived crime I have ever handled in the criminal justice system in 33 years, reported to Susanna Luthi at the Washington Free Beacon. Some say Judge Patton's purposely fumbled over rather Rivers was going to be housed at San Quentin. Now that's where they should have sent the son of a bitch, because at San Quentin they took care of him. He would have got his justice. But no, all I gotta do is pretend I'm a woman. I can continue my career. A men's prison or a woman's prison. Amy Ichikawa, project director of Women in II Women, that's what it says, II Women, told me during a 15-minute GTL prison phone conversation about the emotional ordeal. I told these people he's going to CCWF, whatever in the hell that means. That's where the facility is. After the 42 fake monsters, Rivers, whose demonic butchery starkly resembles the stabbings of Brian Cohenberger, who is alleged to have stabbed 4 Idaho college students in one fell sweep, was passed off to CCWF. The judicial system is well aware of the challenges Rivers presents to female inmates and custody staff, said Jennifer Barboa, who was housed in Santa Rita jail with Rivers for 3 years. Barboa said she saw firsthand Rivers in a red jumpsuit, shackled and escorted with at least 5 deputies everywhere he went. They put very dangerous people in red. It's the highest security level. When Rivers first arrived to Barboa's pod, deputies shooed her away, demanding she quickly return to her cell. Barboa was a porter who served meals to jail women in the pod. Rivers came in walking like a man trying to intimidate people, Barboa said. He ended up in administrative segregation for fighting the cops and women inmates. Jesus Christ. Barboa asked a question that has many incarcerated women and staff bemused. Why is it men like Rivers are allowed to live in a woman's prison that are categorized as level 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and he is a level 4, they wouldn't house him in a level 1 or 2 or 3 men's prison, So why does he get to be housed with level one women? Because they want to be, they want to, fucking barbarity. They want you to get used to this shit, you see? You're living in the fucking third world. I mean, down in Mexico, you know, you get caught down there without, you know, crossing their fucking border. Your people either pay thousands of dollars and they might get you the fuck out of there. But hey, man, they can do it. They're showing you what they can do to you. I think considering this, a person would be better off just to fucking shoot it right fucking out with them right on the goddamn spot now, wouldn't you? Okay, they wouldn't house him at 11-1, okay. When I asked a free world staff why CDCR is so comfortable placing women at life-threatening risk with men like Rivers, he sharply retorted, asking a bigger question, why didn't he get the death penalty? That's a good fucking question. Was he in San Quentin? He would have. That's why they didn't send. They didn't want these fucking animals out there on the loose. He'll probably get, you know, a couple of years, and they'll let that motherfucker back out again. What it's like for women now living with Rivers? Our housing units have exercise equipment that was acquired during lockdowns over the last 3 years. It was evening day room, and I was on the elliptical when Rivers rolled in his prop wheelchair up. He parked adjacently. I turned quickly to hop off, nearly twisting my ankle. I bit my tongue and kept moving, relieved my athletic agility, saved me from injury. Rivers has rolled in front of me while jogging the facility yard a few times. Once I hit a certain apex, he pretended he needed to use the porta potty water cooler, access the clinic, or grab the shade from the bushes he sat between, waiting to roll out in my path. They can't break your spirit, so now they want to break your body, woman's Amy Ichikawa. Another bright afternoon, women were working in the day room when one of the workers could be heard complaining about Rivers. Women were repulsed, describing how Rivers used the day room bathroom and left a trail of feces from the bathroom to the microwave. Well, of course he did. With feces on his hands, he removed a woman's food from the microwave. Women were so upset that one peer found it necessary to tell me her elderly friend was at her appointment in the clinic when the nurse uncharacteristically made an announcement. Everyone needs to reschedule your appointments due to a difficult patient taking up a lot of time and didn't have an appointment. The waiting women were so irritated they waited an hour to see who the difficult inmate was. Out rolls Rivers to the what is this animal? Why didn't it kill the son of a bitch? Rivers, send him to San Quentin. Let him try that shit there. To no one's surprise, two women described the day Rivers had a fake heart attack in the chow hall where we were locked in the hot kitchen while the whole yard was down and everyone was on the ground for an hour, one of the women recalled. A volunteer wheelchair pusher said she volunteered to take Rivers to the canteen window only to find out it wasn't his turn to shop. He said he gets to, quote, bypass all processes and demanded the staff allow him to shop. When he didn't have enough money, he wanted her to bypass her turn to shop so she could push him back to the unit. She tried to tell him his money wouldn't be posted to his account yet, but he didn't give it enough time to clear. But he ignored her experience and pushed his way to the front of the line anyway. I mean, this is just going on and on and on with the fucking abuses, but I think you get the fucking picture. I fucking got this psycho. This is like fucking turning Hannibal Lecter loose on people in a goddamn prison. Oh, you piece of shit. Four small children overdosed yesterday, Bronx Daycare Center. We did that. Yeah. All righty, guys, man, it's been a day of it. I've had about enough. And so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the fucking cycle shit from the trenches. I mean, like this guy here, I mean, the stories that are coming up, they got to have meaning. These fucking think tanks are putting shit together. They're putting together the con job of another fucking election I don't think they're going to get. They've got a ton of fucking illegals in here, but if everybody is unregistered to vote, every American national is unregistered to vote, that fucking vote is null and fucking void. If not one, I mean, if none of us, I mean, if even just a handful, you get it down there, I mean, fucking, there was like 10 million votes, and they were all fucking foreigners, and they were all fucking goddamn illegal aliens. So now what? So, I mean, are people too afraid to do that because it might mean you're going to have to fucking fight? Because I got news for you. You're going to have to fight any fucking how. Sooner or fucking later, you will either let some son of a bitch like that guy I was just talking about, they'll put him in your fucking house with you, right with you, and you fucking take it, or you'll fucking fight. You're going to fight. You're going to fight, or you're going to fucking be fucking run over, run under. Look at that fucking island, 10,000 of them in one fucking day took over an island in Italy. And there ain't no fucking, like, a military coming to fucking remove them. Now, they didn't just get there on a whim. You know what it takes to move 10,000 fucking people? That takes a Soros. That takes a goddamn Bezos. That takes a goddamn, that shit's name. I'm forgetting his name today. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. It takes goddamn logistics. Move that many people that fucking quick. One fucking day they took a fucking island, an Italian island. I mean, they just took that fucking island over. I guess they could rename it. Fucking, I mean, they take all the resources, throw all the other fucking people out. There's only 6,000 of them among, and these are all fighting age men. All of them. How many fighting age men are among that 6,000 that lived there? Maybe fucking half. That would be a lot, 3,000 against 10,000. I think they'd have to leave. I think that anything could happen to them. I think if I was them, I'd be getting the fuck out of there. I don't know how the Italians are on the guns, but my God, then people should have fucking started shooting. That's all you can fucking do. You're going to kill them or they're going to kill you. And that is the word from the trenches.
Yeah.